Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Kenobi of Small Business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I am very excited that our good friend Grace Marie Turner is here, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie, as I've said many times before, is one of my favorite people on the planet, if not the galaxy. And she knows more about healthcare public policy and the right way to reform healthcare than anybody on the planet. She's the president of the Galen Institute, an organization that studies these things. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, a prophetic book, I might add, from about 3 years ago. And she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. We have a mutual admiration society here, too. You are my very, very favorite broadcaster and friend and author and business, small business leader.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Grace Marie, ladies and gentlemen, is also about to have her 17th anniversary. We'll have to get you back in another month or so, Grace Marie, next 3 or 4 weeks, and celebrate your 17th anniversary. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Grace Marie, let's do a little review, and then which will lead up to what happened yesterday. I'll get started, and then I'll set you up so you can give us the better news. So when the Obamacare was created, it's my understanding that the creators wanted to force, intimidate, whatever, the states into building exchanges, and so they put language in the law that said the exchanges would only the subsidies would only go to residents of states that where the states had exchanges, not the federal exchanges, and that's where we kind of where we are right now when this lawsuit in front of the Supreme Court, isn't it?
That's right. And I was actually outside the Supreme Court yesterday doing, there were several rallies going on outside, speaking to those rallies and talking to reporters. And it was a very lively argument inside the court. And I think that many of the justices are pretty predictable at how they're going to vote for this.
Right.
And as always, it comes down to Chief Justice Roberts, who was virtually silent. He asked almost no questions. But Justice Kennedy, who's almost always a swing vote, got very engaged. And there is the blogosphere has basically exploded with commentary about what did Justice Kennedy mean. Because Justice Kennedy was saying, well, if in fact it was the health insurance markets in states that don't set up an exchange, he said, wouldn't they just completely collapse if they don't have the subsidies for health insurance because the cost would spiral out of control and insurance companies
wouldn't right.
participate. So he's basically saying, I'm introducing a new issue. I'm going to question whether or not this is an unconstitutional coercion of the state to have participated in the exchanges, or else all sorts of things would be happening.
So he's not just saying yes. The way you crafted the law was intended to intimidate states to have the exchanges, and therefore those who didn't. That makes it unconstitutional. He's actually taking the case of the states that were coerced into creating exchanges.
I know, it's really, so people were live blogging. You can't take an electronic device into the Supreme
right.
Court, so people will go in and they'll come out and they'll send out a text or do a quick blog post, and then they go back in, so they kind of go back and forth. So we were getting real-time information, and people were sort of, their jaws were dropping because they're thinking, oh my goodness, are the petitioners losing Kennedy? Because does this mean that he's going to side with the IRS's the IRS is really intruding and saying that we're going to rewrite the law without statutory authority to do that,
right.
And saying, well, if I don't side with them, then the insurance markets are going to fall apart. We're saying, you don't know. So the Attorney General Scott Pruitt from Oklahoma has a piece in today's Wall Street Journal that basically rebuts that, because you know, Jim, the justices take their votes tomorrow, and you'll know whether or not we have a 5-4 decision either way tomorrow.
Really?
On this. Yes, and then we don't get the decision, you know, that takes them several months to write these long, complicated decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that justices can change their minds at any point during the process.
Oh, really?
But they take their initial vote tomorrow.
I'll be darned.
And then
I didn't realize it was that quick.
So today is really crucial to get, you know, information.
Yeah, no kidding.
So people should look at the Wall Street Journal.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to take a quick break and come back. I want to talk some more about these exchanges and also the GOP's Plan B.
If you are a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.